GOP ad slams Nevada Governor Sisolak for fast-tracking shady COVID testing company. By Katherine Hamilton on August 31, 2022. RGA Nevada PAC launched a television ad on Wednesday, slamming vulnerable Democrat incumbent Governor Steve Sisolak for fast-tracking a shady COVID testing company that got 96% of their test results wrong. The PAC, which is an affiliate of the Republican Governors Association, RGA, said the Sisolak's actions cost Nevadans lives. The ad is entitled Cronyism and is costing the organization $2.5 million. Watch. The ad states, "It's a tale of corruption and cronyism that cost lives." Steve Sisolak's administration fast-tracked a government contract for a shady company tied to a campaign donor. Sisolak got $38,000 in campaign cash. His donor's sons got a COVID testing contract for their client. But 96% of their tests failed to identify COVID cases, while Nevadans were dying. Now there's an investigation, and Steve Sisolak is caught in the middle. RGA spokeswoman Maddie Anderson said in a statement that Nevada families deserve better. While Nevadans were battling the detrimental effects of the pandemic, Governor Steve Sisolak was helping campaign donors land government contracts, Anderson said in part. The ad's claims are based on reporting from ProPublica, which found that a coronavirus testing contractor called North Shore Clinical Laboratories was able to operate in Nevada without proper licensing and yielded a high rate of negative COVID results for people who actually had the illness, according to the Nevada Independent. The publication reported, ProPublica's investigation also found that North Shore used political connections, including contracting with the sons of a close friend to the governor, to fast-track its state laboratory license application and secure testing agreements with five government entities in the state. Those agreements not only gave North Shore the exclusive right to test and bill for thousands of people a week, they also gave its lab a legitimacy lacking among upstart testing companies that had set up shop in strip malls and parking lots across the country. Moreover, the company and its leaders have a history of fraud allegations. And even though scientists at the Nevada State Public Health Lab had raised concerns about the tests, they were allegedly ignored until the issue was too glaring to sweep aside. The governor's office called North Shore's behavior despicable, but argued that it opened an investigation and took action to suspend the company's PCR testing and correct deficiencies the first day it was made aware of the issues. His office has agreed to comply with a federal subpoena for documents about the company. Sisolak's GOP opponent, Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo, has criticized the incumbent, calling his involvement with North Shore the biggest scandal in our history. The day before RGA Nevada PAC released the ad, Lombardo sent a letter to the Interim Finance Committee, asking its members to determine and release the amount of money needed to address the investigations and lawsuits expected from the victims of North Shore's failed COVID-19 tests. Individuals from the governor's office fast-tracked the inspection and licensure of North Shore Clinical Laboratories without a proper vetting process. Now, due to the unethical actions of Nevada's executive branch, it is unknown how many illnesses and deaths have been caused by the state's egregious actions, Lombardo said in the letter.